5.9.
Do you have to pay for the bed?
No, you don't. It's completely free. Couch surfers usually take a small present for the host, or maybe they can help with the housework or make a meal. But you never pay any money.
How do you find these people?
Well, there is a website called couchsurfing.org. First, you go there and create a profile. Then you search for the city you want to visit, and you look for people there who are offering a bed. When you find somebody, you send them an email, and then you can agree on the day or days that you want to stay. The website is free.
And do you have to offer a bed in your house?
No, not if you don't want to. You can just be a guest, or you can be a host and offer a room in your house. Or you can do both things. It's up to you.
Is couch surfing safe?
Yes, it is. You have a lot of information on the website about the person you are going to stay with. Every time a person stays with a host, they write a report, either positive or negative, and you can read all these reports. Also, you can email the person before you go and ask any questions you want.
Does the host usually show you his or her city?
Well, it depends on the person. Some hosts take their guests to see some of the sites, but others don't. It depends when you visit, too. Some hosts take their guests out on the weekends, but are too busy during the week. But hosts usually recommend things to do, so you often see things that tourists don't usually see.
And can I couch surf all over the world?
Of course. In fact, you can visit 230 countries and more than 70,000 cities.